Western AG in Leach. You can reach him at 782-2527. And the market will open today, maybe down, John.
It will. You know, yesterday the market was down at one point almost 150 points, and then after the Fed made their release at 115, it rallied and was down only about 50. But Dow futures are down about 135 right now as we look at it this morning. I guess people have had time to digest what the Fed said yesterday, and what they said was that this recovery is much more anemic than perhaps they thought. I actually have the release from yesterday and the one from their previous meeting, which was in June, side by side here, and they've changed a number of words, and so it's not wordsmithing to look at this. This is important. They point out that the pace of economic recovery is, quote, likely to be more modest in the near term than had been anticipated. They talk about recovery and output and employment, quote, has slowed in recent months. Now, they left interest rates where they were because, as we discussed yesterday, they were already basically at zero. But what they did was they said, here's what we're going to do. This huge portfolio of mortgages that we bought, which is about $1.25 trillion, as that money rolls off, we're going to take that money and we're going to use it to purchase treasuries with. And the message they're sending is this. Interest rates are going to stay low for a very, very long period of time. And, in fact, if you look at the 10-year treasury, which is kind of the benchmark number in terms of interest rates, it's the number that has a significant impact on things like mortgage rates, for example. And that's down to about 2.7%, very, very low rate. So if you loan money to the government for 10 years, you're going to make less than 3%. The worry, of course, is the deficits and the debt that we're running. At some point in time, if rates get so low, nobody, including the Chinese, will buy this debt. And what they're trying to do, of course, is send the message that interest rates are going to stay very low, so it's okay to buy a home, it's okay to finance equipment, but no one's taking the bait. In fact, if you look at the outside confirmation of that, we saw some numbers yesterday that said that even though that the 30-year mortgage is at a record low level, and even though there are many motivated sellers and the housing prices are still quite depressed, that we're not seeing an uptick at all in terms of mortgage demand. In fact, it's up virtually none. So it's about jobs once again. So even if interest rates are low and are going to stay low for an extended period of time, if people don't have jobs or they're concerned about their jobs, they're not going to make that big ticket purchase. They're just going to wait and see what happens. So it's really kind of a mess. And if you're on the other side of the desk, if you're not borrowing money, if you're depositing money, if you have CDs or something like that and you've been maybe using the interest to supplement your income, say you're a retiree, then you're also in a mess because CD rates, which are ridiculously low, and the ridiculously low rates on safe things like treasuries, those rates are likely to get even worse and no prospect for them improving for maybe another year or two.
John, looking at the news this morning as well, how does this affect us, the dollar at a 15-year low against the yen?
Yeah, and that's based strictly on the prospect for a recovery in the U.S. economy, which the Fed is admitting, and they do it in Fed speak, that's the language they use, but they're admitting that this recovery is very anemic. But we have seen some numbers this morning that are pretty impressive. Nestle showed a huge increase in profits and raised their forecast for the rest of the year. Disney reported strong numbers, and I'm glad I helped them do that because there was a 50% increase in profits primarily because of the ESPN. So I'm doing my part as much sports as I consume.
Right.
They said though that the traffic at their theme parks is down and the costs there are up. So the profits really came from ESPN and from Toy Story 3.
Well, those are movies that my kids have seen for sure.
Well, but it is going to be a down day, at least at the opening this morning. And you can just when you do your planning, assume whether you're a borrower or depositor, these rates are going to be with us for a while, whether you like them or not.
All right, John. Thank you, sir.
You bet. Take care.
John Taylor, financial advisor with Stern AG in Leach. You can read his column in Sunday's Times Record in the business section. They're located at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. And you can reach John by phone 782-2527. He'll join us again tomorrow.